Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
But last night was debate night in America. He not only sounded good, he looked good too up there on that stage. That's the next senator for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Rich. How are you, buddy?
Good. Great job last night. I mean that. You really were on fire. I was proud of you.
Thank you. Well, listen, this guy, it was good to get him up there finally, because you could do two things. You could at least try to correct the many lies he was telling about me, but there's so many lies that I had to create a website, caseylies.com, so people could go see for themselves the facts. But, you know, it was the first time I had the opportunity to, you know, just make sure that people of Pennsylvania know the record of Bob Casey. You know, as I said in the debate, Bob Casey's been in elected office for 30 years. He went to the Senate to change Washington, and Washington changed Bob Casey. And this guy is a career politician, weak, and has voted for all these extreme liberal policies, which are destroying our country. And that's what this race is about.
CaseyLies.com, you've got BobFlation.com, and of course Puxatani Bob. So I'm loving the nicknames. I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm honored to be able to do this. And, you know, what I said last night is what I really believe in my heart, which is this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And we got a real choice. And at the top of the ticket in my race, we have the choice between strength and weakness. We have the choice between common sense policies and a radical liberal agenda that is destroying our economy, driving up prices, making it difficult for working families, a wide open border that's destroying our communities with fentanyl and violent crime, a war on fossil fuels and crime in the great city of Philadelphia and throughout our Commonwealth that's really destroying our communities. So it really is the most important election of our lifetimes. And the contrast between me and Bob Casey, me as a guy who's a seventh generation Pennsylvanian and a businessman and someone who's a political outsider and a West Point guy and someone who served in combat, that couldn't be more different from career politician Punxsutawney Phet.
a guy who's done nothing. I mean, I can't even think of one thing that Casey really can hang his hat on as a great accomplishment for Pennsylvania.
No, he really can't. And, you know, just think about it this way. He's in 18 years in the Senate. He's running for his six more years, his fourth term in the Senate. And he's running against a Republican challenger. And 90% of his time, energy, and money is being spent trying to destroy me with lies, as opposed to running on a record. And the simple reason for that is he does not have a record that he can defend. You know, the simple question is, are you better off than you were 6 years ago when Bob Casey took on his last term? And the answer is absolutely not for most Pennsylvanians. And most of them cannot name a single thing Bob Casey's done. And, you know, I think the Casey name, that's a real thing. You know, his father was a very popular governor, but people say to me, what about the Casey dynasty? And I said, you know, the good thing about dynasties, they all end at some point. And I think it's time for this one to come to an end.
And his father was a Democrat of a different era. You know, the Democrats today, they're extreme left on everything. And Casey in the Senate, if Kamala Harris is president, it will be a disaster for Pennsylvania. It will be a disaster for the fracking industry. It will be a disaster for our farmers. No question about it. And, you know, Dave McCormick, there's an article today in FoxNews.com about Western PA in Pittsburgh and just the influx of illegal immigration and the cost on the taxpayers. It's like $1.2 billion in Pennsylvania alone. And all the services they have to deal with in dealing with housing and police and all the other aspects of this, it's taking a real toll on people when you combine that with inflation and everything else. And it'd be even a bigger disaster if those two get in there again.
No doubt about it. I mean, you should trust what she says. She wants to give citizenship to 10 million illegal immigrants and give federal benefits to them. And Bob Casey has said the exact same thing. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, since I've jumped into this political frame, it's getting harder and harder to surprise me, to be honest with you. But the thing that surprised me in the last week that I just can't believe, I mean, I've been to the border multiple times, Rich. I've seen how bad it is. But when the Department of Homeland Security released that letter saying that they have consciously let in 13,000 convicted murderers, yeah, and 15,000 convicted rapists, 28,000 convicted murderers and rapists. Consciously, these are people that they evaluated and let them into the country knowing that. That is the evidence to me that the Democrats have lost the narrative. They no longer have any sense of how devastating this is. They've lost any sense of responsibility for law and order, any sense of responsibility for sovereign borders. I mean, can you believe it? Bob Casey is complicit in all of this. He did this ad the other day where he gives an ad. I mean, it takes, as I said in the debate, absolute chutzpah. He stands in front of the wall and gives a picture of the wall. He's not been in front of the wall, actually, a picture of the wall. And he talks about his tough position on border security. And this is a guy who voted against the wall. So, I mean, this is the synchronized flip-flopping that Harris and Casey are doing in their positions is absolutely laughable. And I don't think Pennsylvanians are going to fall for it.
Dave McCormick, are you going to Butler tomorrow for the return of President Trump?
I will be there. Yeah, as you know, I was there when he was shot and sitting in the front row and almost called up on the stage. So I was a minute away from having that and being right in that, you know, that same line of sight from the bullet. And I've talked to the president many times about it, and I'll be back. I'll be back there, and probably have an opportunity to speak. And I think it's important. The president was joking the other day. He said, "I want to go back," and my first line will be, "As I was saying." And so there's, you know, it takes a lot of strength to do what he did on that stage, and now to go back and finish it. And I think it's important for that community that sadly lost Corey Comptroller to have the president come back. And I think it's going to be a good opportunity for the president to talk about the future and the kind of leadership we need for the future.
You're a business guy, Dave. the economy obviously is front and center on everything, and inflation and these prices. And, you know, the Kamala Harris and goes out there and talks about price gouging and we need price controls. And I mean, Casey supports all these policies. He went out there the other day and was blaming grocery stores and blaming companies and, you know, acting like it's some big conspiracy. How do we deal with this inflation? Because it's killing us. It really is.
Yeah. Well, listen, this was very predictable. And in fact, many people predicted it. Larry Summers, the Democrat Treasury Secretary for Clinton, the San Francisco Federal Reserve. It was obvious that if you spent $5 trillion of new spending, government spending, that it would drive up prices. And that is the primary driver of the price inflation. More than 20% for groceries, 22% for rent, 50% for fuel. The rise in fuel prices is the result of also the war on fossil fuels, the EPA mandates, all the red tape and bureaucracy they drill, and the lack of pipelines to ship natural gas. All of these are drivers of the increase in fuel prices. So we need to do two simple things. We need to pull back as much of that Biden spending that's not yet completed as we possibly can. And the way to do that is to get Trump in the White House and a Senate majority that's Republican, the Senate House that's Republican, but it's not all spent. There's been $5 trillion committed, but it's not all spent. So we need to pull back on that. Second, we need to unlock our energy sector, and that's going to drive down prices much more significantly in fuel, which is going to be a real stimulant to our economy, to households, to manufacturing, to creating new jobs in Pennsylvania. That's the second big thing. Third big thing, everywhere I go, Rich, everywhere. Dairy farms, small businesses, manufacturers. I was in a cosmetology school the other day where I was talking to the owner. Everywhere I go, they say government regulation is making it harder and harder to grow businesses. It's inflationary in many ways because it's driving up prices, all the cost of compliance and regulation. We need to deregulate. We need to make it easier for businesses to create jobs, particularly small businesses. Those three things, I think, are the key to getting our economy back on track and getting inflation back on track.
Well said. I agree with you 100% on that, Dave McCormick. Last thing I want to ask you before I let you go. Obviously, Monday is the 1 year since the brutal Hamas terrorist attack against Israel. This came up last night. You know, the anti-Semitism that's been gripping so much of this country and Pennsylvania, too, college campuses. And I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, listen. We have a war abroad for Israel's future. I mean, it's being attacked on all fronts. It's a fight for literally its survival, and America needs to stand strong with Israel. This idea that President Biden or Harris or the weak senators like Bob Casey are going to impose constraints on that or tell Israel should go for a ceasefire. Thank God they didn't listen and took out Hezbollah's leadership instead. So we got to stand by Israel in the fight for its life. It's in America's interest. They're our closest ally. But we got to fight this battle at home, too, this anti-Semitism. And Bob Casey has been an absolute weak voice on this. He's endorsed Summer Lee, who's an avowed anti-Semite, my congresswoman in Pittsburgh. You know, he's not stood up and been strong, like Fetterman has, frankly, and calling for the ouster of the Penn president, of standing up against these anti-Semites. And he's got this anti-Semitism legislation he's proposed, co-sponsored, and it's good legislation. But they're so weak that Schumer and Casey won't bring it to a vote in the Senate because they don't want to alienate these radicals in their own party. So we need moral courage to fight this anti-Semitism. Bob Casey's not been that. I will be strong and fight for Israel abroad and against anti-Semitism at home.
Well, listen, we got to get you in there. We're coming down to the wire here. So get that ballot in for Dave McCormick and for Donald Trump. And let's do it today. Dave McCormick, PA. That's where you want to go. DaveMcCormickPA.com and on X at Dave McCormick, PA. Get that ballot in. We need you to do it. Thanks, my friend. Best of luck. I'm sure we'll be talking again before the election. I hope we will. But of course, here to help you any way I can.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, my friend.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.